Fairpoint Communications has rolled the backlog of telephone and internet service delays back to where they were before workers went on strike. But as VPR's Steve Zind reports, the state says there are still too many delays in repairs and service.
Rich Gershberg doesn't live in Vermont. Every few weeks, he comes up from New York City to spend time at his second home in the town of Jamaica. You could argue that phone and internet service there shouldn't be that important to him. But there's no cell service, and he wants to be able to communicate with the outside world when he's in Vermont. He hasn't been able to since December, when his Fairpoint service went out. Despite his status as part-time resident, Gershberg has been a man on a mission, logging hours on the phone with Fairpoint Repairs, an experience he describes in one word.
Frustrating. I called on an almost daily basis and pretty much got onto a first-name basis with all of the repair operators and supervisors.
Finally this week, Fairpoint told Gershberg his service has been restored. He's hopeful, but he'll wait to see for himself. If it is, he'll be one of the growing number of people Fairpoint has reconnected after long delays. State Telecommunications Director Jim Porter says for the first time, the number of repairs that are taking longer than 24 hours to address is down to where it was before the strike by Fairpoint workers began in October.
It's still not where we'd like for it to be, but things are moving in the right direction.
A chart released by the department illustrates the backlog in telephone and internet repair and installation orders since the strike. There was a steady climb from October to early December, then the number doubles in a week's time and stays high for a month. Under an agreement with Fairpoint, the department doesn't release actual numbers, but this month Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchi had told lawmakers that the backlog had reached 1,800 in early January, when it was apparently near its highest point. Porter says even before the strike, the number of service delays was unacceptable. The recent improvement won't alter the course of the Public Service Board investigation of Fairpoint's service problems and its role in an E911 outage in November. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.